Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
No, we're not. We're not coming to you from Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. We're coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is a quote from gunsite.com, G-U-N-C-I-T-E.com. Check it out. They've got some really good stuff on there. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who appreciates that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. That was Patrick Henry at the Virginia Ratifying Convention, which met from June 2nd to June 26, 1788. Edward Pendleton, an opponent of a Bill of Rights, very weakly argued, as Gunsight so well points out, that abuse of power could be remedied, get this, by recalling the delegated powers in a convention. In other words, we don't like what's going on. Come back and meet with us. Patrick Henry shot back that the power to resist oppression rests upon the right to possess arms. And he says, I quote, "Oh, sir, we should have fine times indeed if to punish tyrants it were only sufficient to assemble the people. Your arms, wherewith you could defend yourselves, are gone. Did you ever read of any revolution in a nation inflicted by those who had no power at all?" That comes to us as it appears on gunsite.com. That's great stuff. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and it's a really special broadcast today, folks. I'm coming to you live from very beautiful Tucson, Arizona, here in the Clear Channel studios, actually, of News Talk 790 KNST. And it is great to be taking Armed American Radio on the road. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be on the road for the next couple of weeks. Today, earlier, we had a book signing event at Marksman's Pistol Institute at their Prince Road location. If you ever get to Tucson, or if you're here and you've never been there, highly recommended. Head over, talk to Barb and Bob, the owners at Marksman, and shoot with the fine folks and the staff over there. Those guys are great, and to everybody that turned out, thank you very much. They'll treat you right, I promise. Also, while I'm here, I'm staying over at the absolutely gorgeous Golf Villas at Oro Valley. The accommodations are first class. Check out the Golf Villas at Oro Valley next time you're in Tucson. That's thegolfvillas.com. And you'll hear some mentions of them throughout the program. They're very, very good folks. We have planned for you today a very unique broadcast with a tremendous guest lineup. Check this out. Joining me in the studio tonight, making eye contact directly to my right, is regular AAR contributor and author of How to Customize Your Glock. He's also an Arizona resident, Morgan Boatman. He'll be here in just a second. He's over there winking at me. Stop. Morgan's with me in the studio. Also, another one. Arizona State Senator Frank Antonori. He will be here in the studio shortly, too. We'll also be hearing from the Mad Ogre with some really fun gun modification things that he made to one of his firearms. He's going to tell us all about the modifications and the changes he made, and did he like them? So find out shortly as the Mad Ogre comes in and tells us whether he likes what he did with his weapon. I spent the last 2 days, folks, in Tombstone. And it was Founders Day weekend. The history of the area is just so steeped in the history of the gun out here in beautiful Arizona. And one of the guests that's going to be making his second appearance tonight, we're going to deviate a little bit and have just a lot of fun with fourth generation cousin of Ike Clanton of the Clanton Gang fame from the OK Corral shootout on October 26 of 1881. Mr. Terry Ike Clanton himself will be here momentarily. But first, Morgan Boatman, it is a pleasure. Welcome to Armed American Radio, live and in person. Finally, it is great to have you here.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, live, right?
Yep, and Tucson is a great place. Always love to come down here. Done a lot of work down here, and just happy to be part of the show.
Oh, it's super to finally, because you contribute to the show every week in the roundtable, and it's really, really good to have you sitting here. We can make eye contact. it's remarkable that we've gone back and forth on the air without being able to make eye contact on the phone, and then the show flows very well, so it's really good to have you here. We've got some emails. You want to start us off? Go ahead and read the first one that came in.
Yeah, over the day we've got some emails. This one comes from Rob in New Hampshire. He'd like to mention that he's grown up in Massachusetts. He says he was always quite aware of Patriots Day and the shot heard around the world. It's a state holiday in New Hampshire. He says he was wondering if maybe we could do a show about the original armed Americans and what they went through in 1775. It's a fascinating story, and he's not sure that enough people know the whole story. A few of the rabble colonists against the British Army created what we have today. He says that, I think he's right, it deserves a few minutes of our time.
It definitely does.
Continues, he says, thanks a lot for his, and still loving, he's still loving the show. Been with you since the start a year ago. Has it been a year already?
April 26th, believe it or not, will be 1 year for Armed American Radio, and my.
How we've grown. He even said that.
He says that at the bottom of the email.
So
that is outstanding.
That's Rob in New Hampshire.
Rob, thanks very much for that in New Hampshire. Appreciate it. Email number two says, I have a pretty good collection of quotes. Folks, as you know, I've been putting out some of the Founding Father quotes, and some of them, I believe, may have been inaccurate. We're going to find out for you and let you know. No, I didn't get them from Wikipedia. Okay, but we're going to take a look at some of those. Gunsight has some, pointed out some things. It says, I have a pretty good collection of quotes. Some I gathered years ago from Shotgun News, others from Internet searches, which is where you need to be careful. I would guess you have a pretty comprehensive collection yourself. A compilation of pro-gun quotes would make a great resource on your website.
Mm.
Smart move.
Yeah.
People are thinking about it. It's good to hear from the fans. I listen to your show every week on my iPod, read the Ordinary Guy articles in Concealed Carry magazine, and have recommended your show to local stations. Thanks for all you do. This is what's cool about this. This is Jack from Omaha, Nebraska.
Anybody listening in Omaha, Nebraska, Mark?
Obviously, Jack is.
I guess so.
You got a third one. Go for it.
Yep. Here's a one from Dennis, and we can only assume that he's in Arizona. He says, I'm just waiting for Governor Jan Brewer. Brewer. It's misspelled here. Excuse me. To sign into law the bill that gives Arizonans the right to carry concealed without a permit. Keep up the good work, my friend, Dennis.
I'll tell you what, Dennis is right on the money, because there is big news happening in Arizona this week, and we're going to discuss that in detail with State Senator Frank Antonori. That's going to be really good. A lot of good things happening in Arizona. Now check this one out. This one's near and dear to my heart, very important email to us and to you, because you out there listening have made us feel really good here in the studio with your support of our adopted hero, Samuel Rouse. And you've spoken to Samuel, I think, or we've talked to his father on air a number of times. But check out this email. This is really good, Morgan. Mark, we'll be listening from San Diego tomorrow night, hooked up with Daniel, and are getting excited about Samuel's return in a few days. And we'll try to get some photos of the landing. Hope you're having fun in Arizona, Ed Rouse. So it's official.
Coming back home.
Coming back home. And as I've told you before, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring him in the studios and get Samuel on the phone, an American hero protecting you and yours. So that's really good stuff. Oh, man. Where do we go from here? We got a lineup, but we've got a huge lineup, Morgan, a big one. And, you know, I think what we'll do, you've got GlockBooks.com. You've got a website out. You've got how to customize your Glock. We talk about it on the air from time to time. But we haven't talked about GlockBooks.com.
Yeah.
Throw it out there. Let's let the listener hear about that.
Brand new website. You know, excuse me, I'm author of How to Customize Your Glock with my dad. This is a special broadcast for him. This is his birthday, but this is the first birthday that he won't be attending, if you get my meaning.
And, of course, your father is the late, great gun writer.
Robert Boatman. And a former contributor to Concealed Carry magazine and many other publications. So we devised a website, boatmanbooks.com, and customizeyourglock.com to sell the books. And I decided that, you know, there's no one book that tells the whole story. So at SHOT Show, I talked to the other authors of other Glock books, and we all came together. And I devised this new, brand new website, GlockBooks.com, where you can get the best prices on the books. So that includes a complete Glock reference guide by Patuma Productions, also known as Lone Wolf Distributors. The Gun Digest book of the Glock by Patrick Sweeney. The Glock in Competition by Robin Taylor. Living with Glocks, of course, by my dad, and How to Customize Your Glock by me and my dad. And you can buy packages of those books, so you can fill out your library, your Glock library, by buying three at a time, and you save money and
30 seconds.
Save money on shipping, and it's a really great thing to do. Buy from me a Glock shooter, and we'll keep the money in the family, as it were.
I'm telling you, and I'm carrying one right now. You know that. I'm a fan.
Yeah?
I'm a fan. What is it that I have on? You're looking right at it.
Well, they all look the same from the back.
Yeah, it's a 22, ladies and gentlemen, and it is just packed chock full of Winchester Ranger SXT Talons.
Like
180
those,
grains. Oh, yeah, they're great.
My favorite, my dad's favorite round was always a Black Talon, so that's kind of nice.
It is. It's an extension of it. It's the modern-day version of it. Don't be afraid of it, ladies and gentlemen. It says for law enforcement only. That is Winchester's rule. That is not the law.
That's
nobody's
rule.
Feel free to carry
them.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network live from Tucson, Arizona. We'll be right back after these messages with Ike Clanton.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hey, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Folks, I've done quite a bit of traveling throughout the years, and I've stayed in all kinds of places, but few compare to the first-class accommodations at the Golf Villas at Oro Valley. Located just north of Tucson, it's the perfect home away from home for vacations, business travel, or whatever brings you to the Old Pueblo. Visit their website for their free golf and staycation package specials at thegolfvillas.com. That's the Golf Villas at Oro Valley, online at thegolfvillas.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, just changes. We are in Tucson, Arizona tonight. It is such a beautiful thing. And I got an email here that I'd like to read. This is from Dan. It says, AAR on the road. Are there plans to broadcast from Milwaukee? Dan from Milwaukee.
That's Milwaukee. What we could do. We could just travel around the whole country. How about
that? Ooh, that would be nice. Yeah, it would. But first, we need to get on a station up in Milwaukee. Now, I will tell you this, Dan. Thanks for the email, first of all. Obviously, you're from Milwaukee. I will be at the Minnesota State Fair in August. Yeah, broadcasting live in August. That's going to be a lot of fun. And believe me, folks, it's coming quick. Our next guest coming up is a good one. He's been on the show before, and he's a lot of fun. We're going to take you back to 1881, October 26th, to be exact, in 1881. But before we do that, the quote to open up this segment is a good one. And I have a new producer working the board with me tonight, Bobby, and Bobby's working the show as we gear up to head up to where are we going?
Washington D.C.
Right, for the Second Amendment March next week. Bobby, how you doing?
Good, AAR Universe.
Oh, it is too, isn't it? Hey, listen, we've got that instead of a quote, we've actually got a clip to bring Ike Clanton in. You got it queued up and ready to roll?
Got it.
Let's run it.
We're here to disarm you. Throw up your hands. Oh, not what I want.
Folks, that's what started. Those are the actual words. Well, it's a movie, Tombstone, but that was what actually started the gunfight at the OK Corral. And joining me and Morgan and you from Los Angeles is Terry Ike Clanton. Ike, welcome back to the show, man.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. I am really bummed that I missed you. I was in Tombstone on Friday, as you know, and I called you from standing right smack in front of the Crystal Palace Saloon on Friday, and I missed you by how long?
One day, actually. I think it was. I worked all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of last week. I worked down there in the OK Corral in a tragedy at the OK Corral, the theatrical presentation of the gunfight, and I played Ike Clanton Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In fact, on Friday, Kurt Warner and his family were there from the Cardinals. You know, just retired.
Right. Right.
So, and I'm a big Cardinals fan, so I was hoping to see Kurt Warner, and I was off that day, so.
You know, sometimes it works that way. I couldn't wait to hook up with you out there, and of course, it was Founders Day weekend in Tombstone, and I did not know that. And I got there, and I thought, what in the heck is going on out here? Tombstone was packed.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a big day for them. It's kind of really, the season kind of rolls down after that, you know, because people go back for their taxes, and it starts heating up a little bit, but the season really is from right after Christmas till Founders Day. But, you know, the last 2 years, Tombstone has really done really well in the summer months. And the reason for that is because people don't realize that it's 4,600 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
it's 120 in Tucson, it might be like high 90s in Tombstone.
So, P, in other words, people are thinking, man, I'm not going down there. It's way too hot.
Yeah, but they don't realize that it's 4,600 feet. And we get snow in the wintertime there, too.
Yeah, you can see snow on the mountains from here
in
Tucson, and you can see them from Tombstone, too, out there in the distance. It's amazing. It's such a beautiful area and right. So much fun. Hey, boss, I got a couple things I want to talk with you about. First off, when I was talking to you at the Crystal Palace, one of the employees of the Crystal Palace, very friendly, Michelle, she was originally from Las Cruces, New Mexico, and she heard that I was talking to you, and she mentioned that you were in town. She didn't know when you left, and I just wanted to say hello to the staff at the Crystal Palace, particularly Michelle, because she heard me talking to you. and said, say hello to Ike. So I'm saying hello to you from Michelle at the Crystal Palace.
All right.
And a lot of fun was had by all in there. Unfortunately, I was on a three-hour time change, you know, so I it was early for me, you know. Everybody in here is laughing, including our board off over here. Cisco is a lot of fun here from Clear Channel. All right, listen, you mentioned the tragedy at the OK Corral. You've been on this show before, and I love giving you and your family a voice. Everybody sees the Hollywood version of what happened.
Yeah, you know, and even the show that actually is in the corral now, it's a great show. It's theater. It's not reenactment. These are professionally paid actors. In fact, one of them's been on Broadway before, and I was really, you know, it's an honor to be working with these guys. We have such a great time, and how this all came about is really funny, Mark. I don't think you know this story, but what happened was I was in town, and they know I'm an actor, right? Well, they got short on people, and Doc Holliday, Stephen Keith, who plays Doc Holliday.
I know him.
Yeah, okay, and he's his Huckleberry Productions. He's the producer and the director of the show. And I was talking to him in the street one day, and I said, how you doing? He said, oh, I'm in trouble today. I don't have enough people. I don't have enough actors. And he looked at me, and he went, Morgan Earp.
Ooh.
And I looked at him, and I said, I don't know. My hypocrisy only goes so far.
Oh, that's great.
So what happened was, though, I did fill in for him, and I played Morgan Earp. Well, Morgan Earp only has two lines. So it was very simple to go out there and perform as Morgan Earp and everything. So they started using me as Morgan Earp a few times here and there, and I did about five of them. And I went, you know, Steve, I said, I can't do this anymore. All right, I can't be Morgan Earp anymore, man. I'm Mike Clanton.
And he goes, right. Come on, I got bloodlines going here,
right,
Steven. Give me a break.
So here he says, here's the script. Learn, because it's 35 lines. Ike Clanton has 35 lines, you know, and it's like, okay, learn it. And he goes, how cool is this going to be? Ike Clanton playing Ike Clanton, you know?
Right.
So then the funny part about it was they had me in there. I only got the script for like 2 days, and I hadn't even really got the lines down yet. And he's like, I need you today. I'm like, I don't even know the lines yet. Well, I got out there, we had fun with it. And these guys are such top-notch professional actors that even if you drop a line, they pick up for you, and the people in the audience don't even know. And it was just, it was great. And I've done probably, I don't know, about 40 shows with them now, because we were doing three shows a day. And it's a great group, and it's a great show. And anybody that goes to Tombstone, you got to go to the OK Corral and see A Tragedy at the OK Corral. And especially if you've been to Tombstone in the past, you know, and you've seen different groups there and stuff. This group has only been together, I think, 3 years, and it's theater. It's not reenactment, and they're not reenactors. They're professionally paid actors.
You know, this is a funny story. First off, when I was at the Crystal Palace, and I contacted you, and I had tried to get a hold of you, and I knew you were busy all week, and I knew I would connect with you, but I didn't know when. And there I was standing in front of that incredibly famous place, probably the most famous bar in all of West, and one of the most famous in America, you know, and rebuilt to exact specifications. Folks, if you've never been, go. It's very cool. It's the coolness factor there is off the charts.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's really cool, Ike, was talking to you and looking down at my phone, standing at the Crystal Palace and seeing Ike Clanton displayed across my iPhone display. That was very cool.
So is this a stage play, or is it played out in the street, or what?
No, it actually is a stage play, but the stage is actually in the OK Corral, and the grandstand it seats 300. And if you don't get there early, we sell out every single show at 2 o'clock, so there's 300 people. And when the busy times, they usually do like a 12 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, and a 4 o'clock. But right now they've just been doing two shows a day. But
beautiful. Ike, I need you to hold on to that. When we come back, I'll tell you how I met Steven. It's a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Morgan Boatman and Ike Clanton. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, The USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save $1 when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
And you must be Ringo. Look, darling, Johnny Ringo. The deadliest pistolier since Wild Bill, they say. What do you think, darling? Should I hate him? You don't even know him.
That's nice.
Yes, but there's just something about him. Something around the eyes. I don't know. Reminds me of me. No, I'm sure of it. I hate him. That was my version of the Tombstone show down there in I believe, the Oriental between Doc Holliday and the famous meeting between he and Johnny Ringo over the faro table. And, of course, that's from the movie Tombstone. And that's fun to talk about because we have Ike Clanton back on Armed American Radio. But first, Morgan, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. We're having fun now. We're going to deviate. See, we're not talking about the modern firearm here. We're talking about what got us there. And Ike's story is absolutely amazing. So let's bring him back. Ike, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey, listen, I was going to tell you how I met Stephen. It's a funny story. That it was about 2 years ago.
Tell us who Stephen is, Mark.
Stephen is the actor that Ike was talking about.
Plays Doc Holliday.
Plays Doc Holliday, and he does an amazing job on that Val Kilmer Doc Holliday character, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's great. I walked out of the Crystal Palace about 11 o'clock at night, very tired on a three-hour time change, and I hear in the darkness from the distance on the empty streets, "I'm your Huckleberry." And I went, "What in the world was that?" And I turned around and looked at my buddy Larry, and I said, "What was that?" He said, "I don't know, but I heard it too." And I heard, "Go ahead. Say when." And out of the corner, from around the corner,
and
came,
you start running.
I was in a duster and a cowboy hat and boots and looked like a scared little chicken. I was like, "Who in the world is that?" And coming around the corner comes this guy that looks exactly like Doc Holliday's, Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday character. I know I'm right when I say that.
Yeah, no, he does. He does look a lot like Val Kilmer that played Doc Holliday in the movie Tombstone. I'll tell you, Mark, the one thing that I wanted to tell you too about the gunfight itself, you know, because in the play that we do, A Tragedy at the OK Corral, it ends with the gunfight itself, right? Well, being a Clanton family member, like I said, it was very different playing Morgan Earp. But then when I play Ike Clanton now, I'm probably the only family member that's been involved in that OK Corral gunfight that has played both sides.
Interesting. I didn't think about it that way.
Well, and not only that, Mark, it was really, really, it's really weird playing both sides because all of the studies that I've done on that gunfight, and then when you actually see it in play and when you're actually involved in it and you're looking at the other side both times, it has brought up a lot of interesting questions for me, you know?
I'm sure it has. Let's talk about the history of that. Let's go to this, because this is fascinating. I've read up a lot about it. It's a fascinating time in American history, and Tombstone holds such a fascinating place in that Western, that folklore, that legend. And I mean, you had every gunfighter in the West make their way through Tombstone at some point in time. You know, you had the famous gunfighters out there. Luke Short was out there. You know, you had them all. And of course, the Earps get all of the credit. Morgan, you know, when you get out there, even when you see in some of the stores, what are the pictures that you see hanging on the walls?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, you see Morgan, Virgil, Doc.
There's a reason for that too, Mark. It's the fact that Wyatt Earp outlived anybody that could dispute what he had to say.
You're right. He died in 1929.
Yeah, and the rest of them were all dead.
That's right. And you know,
not only the winner is right in history, but just the guys who live the longest.
That's right. Absolutely right. The folks that live longest. And interestingly, his wife, Josephine Marcus, who he met in the Birdcage Theater back in the, I believe, 1881
was when it,
because the theater opened, I think, in December of 81, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And he met Josephine Marcus there. She lived until the 1940s.
Yeah.
You know, so think about that, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever think about, you know, oh, man, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, we're talking about 140 some years ago, 150 years ago, okay? And don't hold me to my math. But you look back at that and you think, wow, they lived till the 1940s.
Yeah, and the other thing is too, though, Mark, if you think about it, it's, you know, really like even when I started doing this, you know, it was just 100 years, you know, when I started studying it, there was the 100th anniversary, you know, and all that.
Right.
And 100 years is really, you know, if you live long enough, that's a lifetime. So it's only really somebody's lifetime.
But yeah, you're
really
right.
Really not that far back when you look at it like that.
Well, tell us about some of the history from your family's point of view. I think I think most of our listeners understand that, you know, Morgan, Doc, Wyatt, Virgil converged down Fremont Street and wound up in the alley between Flies and the OK Corral, and a gunfight ensued that lasted between 25 and 35 seconds, depending on whose history you read.
Right.
And I would imagine that would give them enough time to empty the rounds in the six guns they were carrying and the shotgun that Doc had.
Right.
And vice versa, and boom, that would be about the 30 seconds. Tell us your family's side of that story, because we know we're getting one side of the picture here.
Well, let me start off first with most people think they know the story, and the reason why they think they know the story is because they've got all of their history from Hollywood. And Hollywood has always made it out to be, you know, Wyatt Earp is wearing the white hat, even though he's wearing a black hat, you know. But, I mean, he's the good guy, and the Clantons are the bad guys. Okay, the Clantons and the McLowries are the bad guys. And so it's always been made out to be like that. But in reality, the Earps and Doc Holliday were thugs with badges. And Doc Holliday was not a lawman. They just brought him along. And why I believe that Wyatt Earp and Virgil Earp and Morgan Earp should have been charged with murder is the fact that they brought Doc Holliday along. And they shouldn't have brought him along, because the night before is when the gunfight really started. And Ike Clanton was having a sandwich in a couple doors down from where the Crystal Palace is, but it was called the Golden Eagle Brewery at that time.
Right.
And he was having a sandwich, and Doc Holliday stormed in the door and was trying to get Ike Clanton involved in a gunfight. And he was, like, taunting him and saying, "You've been talking about me, and you've been spreading lies," or whatever, trying to taunt him into a gunfight. Well, Ike Clanton was unarmed, and Doc Holliday was armed right there. Well, they should have arrested him for disturbing the peace, carrying a firearm in city limits, and the whole deal, and there never would have been a gunfight at the OK Corral or behind the OK Corral.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It would never happen.
The vision people have of the Wild West gunfight in the street where the two guys show down and count to 10 and draw is a myth. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's perpetrated by Hollywood. Hollywood's real good at that, and that tends to come down through the ages and becomes almost a rewrite of actual history, and we know that that's false.
Right.
Now, you know, one can only think about in their real lives and looking back at their own lives, you, what is it that they say? The media tells you a story long enough, Morgan, or as many times mm-hmm. as you want, eventually you're going to believe it.
Yeah.
Our current president is working off of that mantra right now, I think.
All politicians work
right,
off
yeah.
that.
Right, yeah. You know, we'll tell the story long enough, it's going to become the truth. And, you know, even when you go to Tombstone, I noticed it just on Friday and Saturday before I head back up here, that everything that you tend to see seems to favor the Earps.
Hmm.
That's and, right, until you come to Clanton days.
Ah, there. Now, I'll tell you what. Let's tell our listeners nationwide, coast to coast, live, right now. When is Clanton Days? Tell us
Clanton
about
days
it.
Clanton Days is November 18th through the 20th, and it's the Cowboys version. We have a great group of people that come every year, and it's the Clanton celebration weekend, and it's all about the Cowboys side of the story.
I got to get there for that, and I know you'll be there. I know I won't miss you for that one.
That sounds fun.
I started that 17 years ago, and And the thing is when I started that, the reason why I started is because they had Wyatt Earp days, and they had all these different days, and I thought, we got to have Clanton days, you know, and I put that together. But back to the story, Mark, about the OK Corral gunfight. One of the things I wanted to tell you about is the fact that it's very interesting, because in the movies, all of the movies, everybody knows, okay, Ike Clanton was unarmed in the lot behind the OK Corral. Okay, but all of the movies always show you Ike Clanton running towards Wyatt Earp. You know, they start shooting and he's back like 20 feet or whatever, and he's running.
Hey, Ike.
What's that?
That music means we've got to take a quick break. Bear with us. When you'll stick with us for the next segment, right?
Okay, yep.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back and get the real deal from one of the Clantons. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
I have got some emails coming in here, and I appreciate that very much. I haven't given out the phone number yet, and I will do that right now. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. If you want to talk to Ike Clanton, Terry Ike Clanton, for the remainder of this segment in the hour. We're going to keep him with us, and we're going to learn a lot of history, and we're going to have to cram it in quick. So I'm going to hold off to some of these emails, and we'll get to them when we bring the Mad Ogre in, in an upcoming segment, because some of these are really good. Ike, welcome back to Armed American Radio. You too, Morgan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, listen, I had to rudely cut you off there because we had to pay the bills. Go on with that story. You were talking about how Ike was widely portrayed as being unarmed and running towards Wyatt.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the Hollywood has always showed him back in the lot with the other cowboys, and then when they started shooting, he runs towards Wyatt and all this stuff, or from one side across and then up towards Wyatt, and he grabs Wyatt and says, you know, don't shoot, I'm unarmed, I don't have a gun, you know? And then Wyatt Earp allegedly says, you know, the fighting's commenced, get to fighting or get away, Ike, you know, and all of that. And that's how they always show you in the movies. And I'm telling you, I'll tell you right now, that didn't happen.
Tell Tell us what did, because that is the version that you hear.
Well, and it is, and it also actually is the version that we actually that I actually portray Ike Clanton in the theater, too. And when I do this in theater, in the OK Corral, I'm going to tell you, when any human being plays Ike Clanton in this play, you know darn well you would never do this. Because I'm on one side, and when they start shooting back and forth, no man in his right mind that is unarmed would run in the middle of the bullets shooting back and forth. Okay?
Now, Terry, let me stop you there very quick, because you bring up a great point. I want the listener to get the visual here. Okay, folks, we're talking about an alley, and we're talking about a gunfight with how many guys? Eight guys?
Yes.
Eight total, four on both sides. Now, they went down Fremont Street. It's hard to get that visual, but they didn't go down Allen Street like Hollywood portrays. They walked down the street. They turned left into the alleyway. That fight occurred at what distance, Ike?
Well, I almost point-blank range. I mean,
exactly.
They were probably, 5 to 10 feet apart, just right 5 feet apart. But the thing is probably 5 to 10 feet. I'm going to say 10 feet because the alley was about 10 or 15 feet.
And that's what I wanted to get the visual portrayed, because you're right. Nobody is going to run through that hail of bullets.
No.
Okay. So okay, great
here's,
point.
Here's this is a pretty simple way to say what happened. Johnny Behan was with the Cowboys down in that alleyway. When he saw him coming down Fremont Street, he turned around and tried to stop him. He was going to stop him at any, he was like, I disarm him. Don't go down there. I don't want any trouble. Whatever he said, he was trying to get him to not go down there because he didn't want any trouble. Okay. When Ike Clanton saw that he couldn't stop it, Ike Clanton came forward. The rest of the Cowboys, meaning the McLowry brothers, Tom and Frank McLowry and Billy Clanton, were back in the lot. Ike Clanton came forward. And when he came forward, now he met the four of them, and they're walking in a line. So now Wyatt Earp is on Ike's right side, okay?
Right.
Okay, the rest of them are out into Fremont Street, okay, with Morgan Earp and Doc Holliday on the end. So now, think of it like this. Here they are lined up. Ike Clanton is face-to-face with Wyatt Earp, and the other guys, the Earps, are looking back into the lot where the other Cowboys are. At that time, Ike Clanton is telling them, I don't have a gun, don't shoot, and then when he's doing this, Morgan Earp and Doc Holliday opened fire on the Cowboys, which are in the lot. Okay, there's no way Doc Holliday would have turned a shotgun and shot at Ike Clanton, which he would have liked to kill. He would have blown Wyatt Earp and Ike Clanton in half with a 10-gauge shotgun.
Mm.
So what happened was Ike Clanton grabbed Wyatt Earp. They started shooting. If he did say that, that's fine. He pushed him and took him out of the first couple shots, and then ran because he didn't have a gun. Okay, now the fighting's commenced, but Ike's already out of there.
Now, interesting.
What I'm saying is,
absolutely,
he was face-to-face with Wyatt Earp when they started shooting.
Of course, and something else that Hollywood points out, there's a couple of fun things I noticed, because I can't help it, Ike, but watch the movie. For its theatrical, it's fun. I don't watch it for its history, its lack of historical value.
Right.
Or, you could pick it apart. For example, at that scene you say where Doc Holliday Ike runs into Fly's photography studio and grabs the gun. And
right.
You see Doc Holliday rattling off 2 6-guns. Now, folks, they're called 6-guns for a reason. And I think I counted about 17 shots when he blew through the glass, okay? And if you're paying attention, you'll notice he throws the shotgun up, fires a shot, then turns around, fires a shot at the horse, then turns around and fires a shot at Billy Clanton.
Right.
Okay, that's a double
barreled
shotgun.
And Ike Clanton didn't shoot no gun out of that Fly studio either. That was for movie purposes. And also Doc Holliday shoots 3 shots out of a double barrel shotgun too.
Well,
you know that drama is directly proportionate to the number of shots fired in a movie. So.
Right, but George Cosmatos admitted later that that was an editing problem, why Doc Holliday fired 3 shots at the OK Corral out of a double barrel shotgun.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not the only one that caught that. I guess you got to be looking. People that carry guns are a little bit more alert. Let me ask you this, Ike. the movies are, I happen to like the movie Wyatt Earp. I thought it was outstanding. Its historical value, I think, was a little bit better as it followed his life a little more. But I think it followed the Tombstone events a little bit better, of course, from the Earp's perspective. When is your family's movie coming out? The last time you were on, which, believe it or not, was back in September.
Yeah.
Okay, we are on 10 times the amount of stations now than we were when you were on last.
Well, Mark, what we need to do is, you know, is we need to get the money together to put this together. And I've actually registered it as Tombstone 2, and it's registered with the Writers Guild of America, and I really want to get it done. In fact, I've even thought about it. You know, when you're writing a script and a screenplay, you have to think of a major star character to play the Ike Clanton character, which is the star of the Clanton's version of it. And I thought, Johnny Depp is Ike Clanton. I mean, how cool would that be?
That is kind of cool. And I kind of think about Johnny Depp would also, if you look at the character that Val Kilmer played, could flip to the other side on that one, too. He would fit that role very well.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is it's all about, it's a money issue. It's about putting together a money deal. And I had a deal going with a film company, and one of the people that owned it was in a head-on collision and was killed, and that deal fell apart. And we really had a deal on it, and I'd like to get it back up, you know, and going again. But and then I thought about even putting together an LLC and putting together some investors and doing it myself as well, too. So.
Man, I'll tell you what, boy, would I love to hawk that movie on Armed American Radio. That's a lot of fun. You know, we don't talk about that enough. I like to go back. We talk about Modern Guns Morgan all the time, and it's really fun to go back and realize, like, that the history, you know, your family's history, that colorful, rich history out west, we wouldn't be where we are today and the rights that we have if it weren't for those gentlemen and ladies back then that got us here.
And Tombstone wouldn't be there.
Tombstone wouldn't be there, and such a fascinating, rich history. And Ike, here's the deal. I want to have you back on in the near future when we can go into some more history about the fight and talk to you a little bit more about, you know, trying to maybe we can do something to help you get that thing going. I'd love to get that thing going.
Yeah.
Because I would love to see that side of the story. That would be fantastic. But I want to thank you very much for joining us again, especially on short notice. I'm sorry I missed you at the Crystal Palace, but I have a sneaking feeling, folks, that we will be back in Tucson in the very near future. And promise this time, Ike, that we'll hook up.
Yeah, right. We should broadcast from Tombstone.
Yeah, we should. Bobby, how much time left? 25 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Thanks to Ike Morgan. We'll be right back, and we'll see you right after these messages. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got a good one coming up. George the Mad Ogre Hill will be here, and we're going to talk guns and gear and fun stuff. See you in a second.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.